March the 15th. I think tomorrow's the parade, isn't it? Is tomorrow the St. Patrick's Day parade in Muncie? I'm not sure if the Ball State gymnasts will be in that. You see, they're a little busy thinking about a meet, a match, or whatever word it is on Sunday, 1 o'clock. I am told that a repeat guest is now on with us now. Junior Grace Sumner, you're there, aren't you, Grace?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. I didn't scare you away last time that I talked to you, so thanks for coming on the radio again. And then we also, I believe, have a first-time guest. How scared is Lindsay Fuller, the freshman?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay, don't be scared. Don't be scared. And I know Lindsay and Grace, you and everybody else is certainly thinking about everybody that's been impacted by that severe weather last night. Well, I assume you are on campus. Were you, and it came through campus, too. Did you hear or feel any of that, the weather coming through last night, ladies?
It was pretty windy yeah. Right off campus where I am. So yeah, and on campus there was big storms all around.
All right, well, glad you're safe.
We were all in the bottom of the dorm.
Okay, gotcha. Safe and sound. Let's talk about the Sunday meet. I've got Eastern Michigan come in. Let's see, Grace, are you gonna squash them? Are you gonna just squash Eastern Michigan? Just take them out?
Yes, we're going to squash him to the ground because we're just that good.
I got an issue with you, Grace. I'm going to come back to that in a second. We'll get back to more weather coverage, by the way, if you're tuning in for that. Delaware County Today. Lindsay, you first. I did not know that gymnasts could also be DJs.
Oh, yeah, that is me. I just do the floor music, but I have a lot of fun doing it.
So you
I just hit pause and play.
You hit pause and play. Who puts the tracks together? Do you have any responsibilities there?
Yeah, I put them in order.
Okay, all right, that's something. And I understand that you're a dog lover. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I have 3 golden retrievers back at home, and I miss them so much. But it's okay. I have friends here with dogs that I get to see sometimes.
Awesome. Easton, Pennsylvania is where you're from, right? And I'm told yep. I'm told that you are a specialist of the beam.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Every time I see people performing on the beam, I think just awful, horrific, painful things. I'd slip and I'd be in trouble.
Yeah, it's just takes, I don't know, a lot of repetition numbers, and then you get pretty confident with it.
Gotcha. We're on with the BSU gymnasts here on WMUN. More weather coverage in a little bit, bottom of hour. John Catino scheduled as a guest to talk about what's going on in Selma and more. I'm going to come back to the junior, Grace Sumner. I said I had an issue with you. Here's my issue. Do you really want me to believe that you, quote, studied abroad in Belize? Come on now.
I did study abroad in Belize.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Was it all work?
No, it was a lot of play.
All right, good. Thanks for being honest. But you were there for good reason. What was that for again?
So it was with a few of my professors. It was like an ecology of Belize, and we went around in the mainland part of Belize, went hiking and learned about all the wildlife around the area, and then we learned about the culture of Belize. And then the second half of the trip, we spent time on an island where it was just us, and we snorkeled like all day long, and it was beautiful.
Ball State gymnasts are home Sunday, 1 o'clock Eastern Michigan, senior day. Back to Belize for a second here. Belize has rainforest, right?
Yes, okay. Yes, it does.
Well, I'm saying that because I'm a dopey man and I can't remember. My beautiful wife, Nancy, and I rode horses as part of an excursion on one of the radio cruises that we've done in the past. And Nancy, listen to this. She was encouraged by the guide that was leading the horse brigade. By the way, I don't know how to ride, and it was quite frightening for me. But anyway, the guide said, hey, these termites here, they're delicious. They taste like mint.
Oh, yeah.
So Nancy ate them. My wife ate the termites. No one else was brave enough. Were you?
I ate the termites, too, yeah. They were crazy.
Yuck.
They didn't taste that bad, actually. It just tasted like wood and mint.
Okay. Mint again, with the mint. Why is that? Why do they taste like mint?
remember, but...
Come on, you were there to study wildlife biology. You got something out of it, didn't you?
I don't remember why they taste like mint. I actually am not sure if we actually talked about it. But,
okay, all right, yeah. The Beam and Bars, your specialty. Why? Why do you like those more than all the other junk?
I like Beam's my favorite. I just like how unique you can make your Beam routine. There's like a lot of different variety and skills. And then Bars, you can do the same thing. I'm less of a power gymnast, so those are what come easier to me. So it seems to be my specialties, I guess.
All right. Who's going to crack off all the senior names? Do you want to do that or do you want me to do it? I don't want you to miss anybody.
Oh, I got it.
Go for it.
I know all the seniors.
Okay.
So we have Hannah Ruthberg. She's an all-arounder. And then we have Victoria Henry, who is also an all-arounder. And then Megan Teeter is a graduate student. And she's also in the all-around. We have Suki Pfister, which is actually my roommate, and I love her dearly.
I've had Suki on the show before. I've had Suki on the show before, too.
Yeah, she loves doing the radio.
Yeah, she should.
And then cool. We also have our team manager, Kelly Sulik, who had to medically retire, but she is also a senior, and she will be there with us as well.
Are you skipping Hannah? Does Hannah not get a mention, or...?
No, I said Hannah first.
Oh, you did? Okay, I wasn't keeping track. See, I'm a dude. I told you, I'm a dude. I can't keep track of all this stuff. So this is a regular meet, and then it gets really real next Saturday, right?
Yes. Next Saturday is our big MAC championships.
Yep.
Yeah.
We get to host it, so be there.
That's a big deal. That is a really big deal. Well, I'm glad you're both with Ball State. I'm glad, Grace, that you grew up dreaming about competing for the Cardinals there in Indianapolis, Indiana. And we're glad that you're both on the radio with us on WMUN today. Best of luck. Give us a chirp chirp as we end the interview now, if you would, please.
One, two, three. Chirp, chirp.
All right.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank
All right.
You.
See you later. Excellent. Say hi to the coach.
Have a good day.
You too. Gosh, are they not nice people? I mean, every one of the gymnasts I've interviewed for years, by the way, they're all nice. They're all gracious and they're all cool. And that's great. Anyway, so go see them Sunday, 1 p.m. Worthen Arena, Eastern Michigan's in town. It is senior day. I see nothing about Squishmallows or T-shirt cannons, though they do typically pull something really fun out of the hat entertain the crowd. And yeah, in case you weren't paying close enough attention, the MAC championships will be in Muncie next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, as I am talking to you right now on March the 15th. And we hope that a lot of people go and encourage everybody to attend this Sunday's meet at 1 o'clock, as well as the MAC championship.